you're a note taker this morning, I got an easy sermon for you this morning. Staying focused in a negative world. Staying focused in a negative world. It's September 8th, 2013. Only a few more months until the end of the year. We still get to celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas. Hallelujah. We got an anniversary celebration that we have here in a couple weeks. But I want to share with you about staying focused in a negative world, because what we see all the time in the newspaper is nothing but bad news. You turn on the news on TV, and all you got is the Crisis News Network, and they got bad news, and the Fox has got bad news, and ABC and NBC and CBS, they all have bad news. Lots of doom, lots of gloom. There's nothing but wars that are going to take place, and rumors of wars, and murders and suicides are on an increase, and the jobless rate continues to rise, and there seems to be no sense of hope or fairness, and there's just the craziness going on, and we can get sucked into that, or we can stay focused on what God has promised us. Because these circumstances in life are not always the best, but you can make quality decisions. You and I, as believers, can make decisions to follow Jesus and weather every storm that comes. Amen? We can choose to participate or not participate in the world's chaos. I choose not to. If the world's going one direction, I better be going the other, because I know the world's way is going to end up in trouble. Amen? So this morning, I want to just share with you about the Word of God and about staying focused. And you got to understand that the Word of God and Jesus should be our only source. We got to stay focused on the Word of God. Take a look at the slide real quick. See this guy right here, the magnifying glass? That's how we ought to be in the Word. We ought to be pursuing the Word and looking at it and letting those words rip off the pages, and so that they land in our spirit, man. We got to get focused on the things of God. Even when trouble comes, even when trouble arises, even when issues come up, you need to continue to stay focused. Even during the negative circumstances that might come your way. By putting God first, trusting Him, and refusing to quit when circumstances seem hopeless, you will obtain the promises of God. Amen? Now you go, Pastor, that's easy for you to say because you're a pastor. No, I serve the same God as you serve. I just choose to put some more effort into things of God, and I find the more effort I put into them, the greater God shows up. Amen? Now, you know, I said about this two-year lease, you know, the landlord people called us early, and I was wondering why they called us early, because my lease doesn't expire until the end of November, and I had already decided that we're staying. But the owner had a different idea. They wanted us out because they have a gentleman on both sides that wants the space, and he was using pressures and all kinds of stuff with the owner. And there were some things I wanted to do to get into the flesh, but I didn't. Hit the boxing bag a couple more times. But God said, go to his heart. Stay focused. Don't worry about what's happening in this world. Just stay focused on my word. And so I wrote an email to the guy and said, I know you're going to have an increase in the rent. I'm good with that. You didn't raise it for 3 years. I'm fair, man. I said, you know, I've been here 10 years serving the community, and you know, to uproot people is a difficult thing. It's not like you uproot a business and you go somewhere else. You become part of the community. You get rooted in, and people know where you're at. When they're in trouble, they can come to the Beacon of Light up on the hill at Spirit Life Christian Church. And then I let them know also, it's not real good news when you have an opportunity to keep a church here, but you're worried about making 5 cents more a square foot. Probably ain't good for the news coverage that would have to come here. It'll build my ministry, but it'll still tear down your business. Just because I'm a Christian doesn't mean you can walk on me. I just let them know the facts on how things play out, because I'm going to stay positive and focused. Then a few days, they came back reasonable, and we renegotiated a couple items on there. We're going to get some new carpet in the other space, and we're going to get some things organized, and it's all going to be good. But I didn't waver. I didn't look at the negative circumstances and say, well, yeah. I was a little upset that I was getting squeezed between the box, but it's okay to be squeezed because the real Jesus comes out. Amen. This morning, we're going to see what it says about staying focused in a negative world, because you got to admit, this world's pretty negative. You know, I don't like negative. I try to run from negative people, man, it seems to like draw and like drag you out and kind of make you lifeless when they're done. So let's take a look at the Word of God. We're going to look in John 16, verse 33. If you have a Bible, you can turn there. John 16, 33. I'm going to look at this in two different elements. First one in the New King James Version and one in the New Living Translation. And I want to share this with you so that you can get this morning. John 16, verse 33 says this. It says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will," you might want to underline that, "you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." In John 16, 33, the New Living Translation says this way, "I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth you're going to have many trials and sorrows. But take heart, because I have overcome the world." So I looked at this scripture and I thought, these things I have spoken to you. This is Jesus saying, I've spoken this to you, but sometimes we don't listen, so we got to hear it a couple times. "That you may have peace in me." So if you don't serve God, you probably won't have peace. That's what let's look at the opposite of that. If you serve God, you should have peace. If you don't serve God, you're going to have unrest. You're going to be, and I know people, I got friends, that people I work with, that they're always in turmoil. They're always tore up from the floor up. Why? Because they don't know God, the God that I know, Jesus. And he says in this, in the world that we live in, you will have tribulation. So you're not going to get out of going through some negative situations while you're on earth. Because he said you're going to go through it. But he said, be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world. Understand who you're connected to. You're connected to an overcomer. So if you're connected to overcomer, it means you're an overcomer. He says, I told you all this, that you have peace in me. Here on earth you have trials and sorrows. You may lose some good friends. You might lose a loved one. But if they know Jesus, you're going to see him again. They just made it to the mansion before you did. They made it to the penthouse. There'll be some trials and some sorrows. I don't like that, but he said, I'm going to have some. And I don't know about you, I've had some. And the more work that you do for God, the more sorrows and tests and trials you seem to have. Amen? Because when you're doing nothing, nothing will come upon you. Just share that with you. But he says, take heart, because I've overcome the world. I like to be connected to a champion. I like to be connected to someone who's focused and has already got a plan. See, we got to remain focused in the midst of troubling circumstances. We're all going to go through some stuff. It's how you get through it and how long you want to last in it, amen, is dependent on you. If you want to wallow in it, you can continue to talk about it and continue to make that issue bigger than it really is. And then guess what? You get to stay there a little bit longer. God just wanted you to go through the tests and trials, not to stay there and camp out. Now, I've been there. I've camped out in circumstances. I was like the woman with the issue of blood. I had a pancreatic problem, and I issue for 12 years. I dealt with it in and out of the hospitals, and tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars I spent of my own money to get me out of the hospital, and I suffered miserably because I wasn't focused on the things of God. I was looking at my negative circumstance I had instead of believing what God's Word said. And I was a Christian. See, certain circumstances will try to cause you to adopt a negative attitude, but you got to set your will and be focused on the things of God. Shout with me this morning, no matter what I see, I will believe the Word of God. See, no matter what you see before you, doesn't matter. You got to look beyond that this morning. See, in life, things happen. There's another word that somebody uses, but we won't say that, you know. Stuff happens to you. Amen? However, you got to deal with the situations by finding out what the Word of God says and proving that the Word works in the midst of obstacles. To give you a perfect example of that. If I need more income generated in my life because I like to spend money, I like to go to Starbucks, I like to shop. I mean, I'm going to Burlington today. I know how to find a sale. I know I'm going to find pants for $3 or something. I won't get myself a deal. Because I don't need all that designer stuff. But some of you like that, and you can have that, and that's good. But for me, they're a pair of pants. They're going to get washed a few times and fade, and go buy another pair. Praise God. Amen. But I say this for this reason. We have to apply the Word of God to our circumstances. If I want more finances in my life, I got to give more. Boy, that was pretty quiet from this Catholic church this morning. If I want to be healed, I need to go into the Word and find the scriptures regarding healing so I can get healed. I need to build my faith up in that area. If my mind's jacked up, I need to go into the Word to find the Word that will give me some clarity to my mind. If I want more finances, I got to be a bigger giver. Pressed down, shaken together, 30, 60, 100-fold increase. Well, I got no money to give. Then just give what you got, because that's all you need to give, because then God will bless that. Well, you don't understand. I mean, it's my last $5. God asked me for my last $5 too, but for some reason, when I did, I had food on my table the rest of the week. I haven't found out how I can outgive him yet. I try to, but I haven't. I've given and given, and it seems like I never can outgive God. He always comes up with something better and more cooler, and how did you do that, God? He gave me favor and increase, you know, and he does that because he loves you. And I don't want to stay focused on the negative thing. If I don't have money, I don't want to dwell that I don't have money. I want to speak that I've got money. If I need a car, I need to find a car. I need to start praying over the scriptures that say that I can have certain things. Because see, what happens is this, and God gave me this morning when I was going over the sermon. You look at things from your perspective. God wants you to look things from his perspective. And when you look at his perspective instead of your perspective, you can have all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. Just trying to help you. You're going to go through some challenges, but you can have peace by the words that God spoke. He's an overcomer of the world and its tribulation. He conquered the cross. Jesus went through negative circumstances, and he got through it just like you and I can. Don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit, don't quit. Put up a slide real quick. Don't quit. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle happens. Because God wants to bless you, but we stop or we quit right before God wants to give you that blessing. Don't quit. Take a look at Psalms 34:19. Psalms 34:19. Stay focused in the negative world. Stay focused in the negative world. Don't quit. Don't look at your circumstance. That's the end result. Hey, that cancer that came on you, they said it's going to kill you. Hey, I don't think so, because that's not what God's word says. They're going to take my home in foreclosure, but God got something better for me. Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I think you are the righteous of Christ Jesus. So if you're righteous, many are the afflictions. But the Lord delivers him out of few of them. That's what the Bible says, right? He's going to deliver you out of like 85% of them, but the other 15 is on you. Right? Is that what it says? But don't you feel like sometimes when you're going through affliction, that I'm the only one going through it and God ain't hearing me? You ever been there? And I yelled at God. I said, God, why am I the only one going through it? Why me? I'm alone. And then I look at the scripture and he says, all things. So if he's going to be there in all things, obviously he didn't leave anything out. Many are the afflictions. Many are the afflictions. You're going to have some afflictions because you're the right standing in Christ Jesus. You've drew a line in the sand that says, I'm not going to cross that. So people are going to pick on you. People are going to say things about you. People are going to get angry that they can't get a rise out of you when they're picking on you. You just go, ha ha, yeah, sure. It's all good. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord, so when the word but comes, all that stuff beforehand, you can swipe away. Cancel it out. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. All. Every affliction, he's going to deliver you out. Shout this morning, the Lord will deliver me from every affliction of the devil. Do you believe that? Amen. Do you? So you got to put your faith in God's word. And don't quit. God is faithful to his word. If you don't know his word, you don't know him. If you don't read his word, then you don't have anything that you can go grasp when negative circumstances and situations come. Then it throws you off focus because you don't know what the word says about it. If you're experiencing a trial or tribulation, have confidence that you'll overcome. Why? Because God says you will overcome in every circumstance, in every situation. God always provides a way out of trials and temptations. God always provides a way when there seems to be no way. Put up this slide real quick. Trials and tribulations. You ever see that sign driving to California? You never seen that sign? I didn't either. I just thought I'd say that it was on the way to California. Trials and tribulations. Sometimes we go through trials and tribulations. Sometimes we go through some stuff because it makes you tougher. How can you explain something to somebody that you've never gone through? I don't take advice from single people who've never been married and ask them about marriage because they don't never experience marriage. Amen. Marriage is tough. Ain't easy. But it's worth it. When you got the right one. Got the wrong one. Ooh, you got nothing but tests and trials. God told me to tell you, just stay focused in the negative circumstances and situations that you face. Take a look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. 1 Corinthians 10. Verse 13. I'm going to help you this morning. No temptation, it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13, New King James Version. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation, you will always make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. You may have to go through some stuff, but God will give you a plan of escape. God will find a way when there seems to be no way. When you think that you can't take any more pressure, God gives you a relief valve and goes you out a different way. God doesn't give you more than you can handle. Could you just bump up the air a little bit, please? You have the ability to endure some hard times. Because when the going gets tough, the tough people get going. Amen. Those that are focused in the Word of God. Those that are not focused on their circumstance, not focused on what they see, but they look at it from God's perspective. God already said you're an overcomer. But you have to get the perception that you are an overcomer. When negative things come your way, the tests and trials, he said you're going to have those things. But be of good cheer. Why? Because Jesus is here. You're not going alone. You're not walking this mile yourself. You got someone with you. You have the ability to endure hard times. You have to put effort in maintaining a positive attitude in the midst of trials. In the battle is in your mind. It's what the devil's trying to tell you that God can't do this for you. Last week we said quit making excuses. Didn't we say that? So you catch yourself, quit making excuses. Don't settle for less, right? Don't make excuses. You can get through it if you stay focused on the Word. You got to stay focused. You got to just not allow the world's distractions to hold you back. Remove yourself from being entangled in situations so that you can see things from God's perspective. There's some people that irritate you, some people that have been talking about. Sometimes you need to separate yourself from those people so that you can get God's perspective on it. They're such a theologian, you know. They know all the answers, Mrs. Know-it-all or Mr. Know-it-all. But you need to get away from those people so that you can hear what God's perspective is on it. Because this is the only one that really matters. So you got to have an overcomer's attitude. Jesus Christ overcame the cross, death, hell, and the grave. He no longer on that cross. He lived in a negative world. He took negative criticism. They picked on him. They put thorns in his head. They nailed spikes in his hands and feet. They pierced him on the side with a sword. But he still got through it. He was an overcomer. Shout, I'm an overcomer. Touch your other neighbor, say, I'm an overcomer. See, you are an overcomer. Oh, Pastor, sure I am. You are. You can overcome all things through Christ Jesus. But if you don't believe you are, you'll never be. If all you confess is the negative circumstances that you're dealing with, well, you know, I'm always sick, I'm always sick, I'm always sick. You know, I'm always sick, I'm always sick. Well, you know, the bedpan's going to be your best friend. I'm always broke, I'm always broke, I'm always broke. I'm always broke, I'm always broke, I'm always broke. Guess what you're going to be? Broke. I got no friends, I got no friends, I got no friends, I got no friends. Guess what you're going to have? No friends. So what you're confessing? You're an overcomer. Take a look at the Numbers 13:25. Now it's funny because the Bible has the book of a job, so you can go get one of those. And then he's got numbers so you can learn to count so that your paycheck's good when you get the job. Thought I'd help you in the Bible. That's why God put that in there. Numbers. That'll kick in about 12 o'clock. Don't worry. Numbers 13, verse 25. And I want to share something with you because, you know, people can talk negative about things and get you to start thinking like they think. But I want to share something with you. Numbers 13, verse 25, it says, and they returned from spying out the land after 40 days, and they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Let me stop there for a second. So there was a couple spies that went out, and this is when they were going into the promised land, and Jesus said, you know, hey, I you know, Moses, I parted the sea for you, and just go, and then go get your promised land. And so he sent some people out to go check it out, and a couple came back with a good report, and there were some that came back with a negative report because they were always negative people. But even when they brought back this fruit of the land, they showed them, they had proof. Like, oh, look at this. And we'll continue, verse 27. And they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. So God sent them somewhere where there was a flowing of milk and honey and its fruit. God wants you to be flowing in milk and honey because milk's good for your bones. Honey makes you sweet, amen. And when you eat the fruit of the Spirit, oh, I'm not going to go any further than that. But then it says in verse 28, nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. And moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell in the sea along the banks of the Jordan. And there's some tough people in my neighborhood, and some of them are giants, and some of them are mean, and some are gangbangers. And come on now, this is what that's saying. Then Caleb quieted the people, said, hey, yo, wait a minute, before Moses, and said, let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it. We are well able to overcome it. Let's get up at once and go do it. Not think about it anymore. I checked it out. I've seen the fruit. Yeah, we know what we got. I've looked at the situation, and it looks negative, and it looks bleak, and there's some big boys over there. But God said. See, it's the perspective. The people looked at it from the perspective of where they're at, and they're saying, I'm small compared to them. Yes, you are. However, when you look at it through God's perspective, they look like little midgets in the eyes of God. Take a look at this slide. See, when you can get the perspective that I'm in Christ and Christ is in me, see that you're in Christ there and Christ is in me, then the perspective changes that you can overcome every circumstance and every situation in your life. And that's why God wants you to stay focused in the negative world that we live in, because you could get drawn into things that are negative and suck the life out of you. Take a look at the next slide. So you're an overcomer. What does that say? It says, strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming the things you once thought you couldn't. You thought you couldn't do it, but then you did it, and you overcame the circumstance, and you went, wow, I can do it. But you're not doing it alone, because you got Christ that lives inside of you. You have the Holy Spirit that dwells inside, helping you and encouraging you and allowing you to get things done. See, the Holy Spirit's here so that you won't go negative, you'll stay in the positive. When you start slipping away, you go, well, I can't do that. Remember I said get rid of the word can't, because you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. You can overcome all your tests and all your trials because you have to get it from the perspective of what God said about you. God didn't create a bunch of wimps. He created an army of God. He created people that can get it done through the Son. You got to maintain a positive attitude. Focus on what the promises of God say. You won't go any further than you see yourself going. Let me say that again. You won't go any further than you see yourself going. If you only see yourself going here, that's as far as you'll ever go. You got to stretch your belief system that you can go a little further. Even though it looks bleak, even though it didn't look good, even though the people were pressing on the right and on the left and saying, you know, push that Spirit Life Christian out, God said, I've placed my people there. They're going to stay in that promised land. And what I say going to go. But you got to look at it from God's perspective. Don't speak contrary to what the Word of God says and start spreading an evil report like some of the Israelites did. They came back and said, man, there's all these giants there, and there's these people and these people, and these are tough armies. It doesn't matter. Wasn't Gideon's army pared down to just a few to go handle the big war they had? God will do more with less. That's why my loving pastor say, how many people do you have running? How many people are you running in your church? Just the right amount, because we're getting it done for Jesus. Amen? Not the size of the army. Amen? It's the intellect and the intelligence and those that believe in Christ Jesus that are in one accord with him gets it done. Don't let the signs of giants or obstacles that you see stop you from attaining what God says is yours. See, once again, we got to get it from God's perspective. We got to look from what God said about you, what he said about me. Don't be ruled by your emotions. Emotions have their place, but don't allow your emotions to rule you. Feed your mind and your spirit with the Word of God and refuse to murmur and complain. That's one we like to do. We like to murmur and complain. That person, that person, and we like to complain. Stop complaining. Suck it up. Because death and life are in the power of your what? So what you're speaking is either going to build you up or tear you down. It's either going to put you in a positive light or it's going to put you in a negative light. And then you start looking at the world from a negative sight, pair of glasses, and all you see is negative, negative, negative. Everybody's out to get me. Nobody likes me. I don't know. God's saying all the time, I love you. If no one else loves me, I know he loves me. Amen. Persecution will come when you stand on the Word of God. Let me explain something to you. Being a Christian was never said it was going to be easy. But it was going to be eternal and worth it. People will mock you. People will make fun of you. That's all good. Let them make fun of you. Laugh at you. Let them pick on you. You know what the Word says. They picked on Jesus. Why wouldn't they not pick on you? Why would you be exempt? If you maintain your faith in God and stay focused, you will make it to the promised land. You will have the milk and honey. You will have the big fruit. But you got to go, and you got to go see yourself as the overcomer and staying positive in a negative world. You got to stay focused on what he says. Well, Pastor, that's easy to say. Yeah, it's not. I know it's hard. I understand that we have trials and tests. I don't know, I just got a job, and I'm looking for a better job, and this one just barely meets my needs. But get rid of but and know that God can help you. Speak to the issues of life. Tell them to be quiet like Jesus did. Let me close with this scripture. Mark 4, verse 37. Mark 4, verse 37. New King James Version says this. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he, being Jesus, was in the stern asleep on a pillow. Let me stop there. We need to get to a place like we're like Jesus on the boat. No matter what waves are hitting the boat, no matter what storms are brewing outside, no matter what people are thinking, no matter what it's saying, no matter what the doctor's report says, no matter what our financial position looks like, no matter what all these things come, all these negative things come, and yet you find Jesus asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing? I'm just thinking, guys, man, you're in the boat with Jesus. That boat ain't going nowhere. And sometimes we think that way, that, hey, Jesus, don't you see that I'm drowning here? Don't you see me, God? I've been doing all these things, and I'm just, my head's above water. Thank God your head's still above water. He threw you a life preserver. There's some people that are under the water and drowning. People in water seek their own level. And then verse 39, it says, Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? God bless you. And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? They were in a negative circumstance, a negative situation, and they got in fear. When you're in fear, you're not in faith. You got to look from God's perspective. You're in a boat with Jesus everywhere you go. You're never alone. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. You're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. You're blessed coming in. You're even greater blessed when you go out. He said, Peace be still. He calmed the storm. Sometimes we need to take the word of God that you've been studying and speak to our circumstances. But if you haven't been studying his word, you have no word to speak to the circumstance, so the circumstance speaks to you. And then you get negative about it, and then you all of a sudden you just... Peace comes from the words that Jesus speaks. You can speak the same words that Jesus spoke and calm the storms and the tests and the trials in your life, because he said he'll never give you nothing that you can't handle. He always gives you a plan of escape. He says that you're an overcomer in Christ Jesus. But if you get negative, if you get off kilter, these circumstances will start to feel like they're drowning you. Refuse the fear. Trust God that he will bring you through, and stay focused on his word. You say, Pastor, that's easy for you to say because you're a pastor. No, I spend time in the Word. All you got to do is spend time. I'm a human being just like you. You get to make choices on what you want to do. If you want to be to work late every day, you can be to work late every day. It's your choice. I don't like getting up early in the morning and getting up at 4:30 to go to work. But I know I've got so much stuff I've got to get done in a day that I need time aside and set aside with God so he can help me make my day better. So when I get up, I got to be praying. I got to drive to work and be thanking God and listening to some CDs or some teaching tapes to build me up before I come into the battle zone of work. And then I have to trust God that he's going to order my steps every way, and that everything that happens, and whatever reason it happens for a reason and a purpose to give him the glory. It might not have been the way the day started the way I wanted it, but it finished the way God wanted it. You got to stay focused on the Word. Stay focused on the Word. Stay focused. Keep positive. Speak to the mountains. Use your authority as a believer in Christ Jesus. He gave you the Holy Spirit to comfort you, to guide you, to direct you. Use them. Listen to them. Sometimes he's starving because we didn't give him any word to feed on. He's trying to help. It's funny that we can feed ourselves 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 times a day, but we can't spend any time with God and to fill our spirit, man. And then we start getting negative. Because what happens if you haven't had enough of the word in you to push out that negative stuff that's coming your way? Amen? That's why I can stand in a room and people are a bunch of negative and say, quit being negative. People go, you're a jerk. Okay, it's all right. You can stay negative. I want to hear your negativism. I didn't come to hear you be negative. You got breath, right? Yeah. You're alive, right? Yeah. I would be praising God. Because as you're out there doing your smoking break, putting one more nail in your coffin because you're smoking, you ought to be thanking him that he hadn't taken your breath away. Don't quit. Don't give up when you become afflicted. Press through. See, that's what happens as Christians. A lot of times we don't want to press through. We get to the point and then we kind of give up, and that miracle has been waiting for us right there. We didn't want to wait 5 more minutes on God. Lord, I don't have time to pray today and so you could guide me. I'm too busy. Then your life goes and spins out of control that day, and you can look back on where it failed. I've been there. I got too busy for God that day, and my whole day was a shock. Put your faith into action. God will always give you a plan of escape. That's what the Bible says. I didn't tell you that. The Bible tells you that. That you're an overcomer. Stay focused and positive. Don't put yourself in circumstances and situations that appear evil. Amen? Uh-oh. Don't put yourself somewhere that you know that you're going to be tempted, and don't go there. Amen? I don't have a strip club ministry because I couldn't contain myself. Come on now, I'm being real. I was telling Dale this morning, I said, you know, at the gym, I don't talk to the ladies in there because I don't want to give the wrong impression. I'm married. I'm happily married. I got the most beautiful woman in my life. Because my intentions aren't, if I talk to you to be nice is one thing, your intentions may be something different. So I stay away. I don't put myself in a circumstance because I don't want them to think something different. And then all of a sudden the church members say, look at that pastor, he's over there talking to so-and-so. Well, when I go to the gym, I look like a bum. Look like I just got off the street. Why aren't you dressed up to go to the gym? I'm going to the gym. I'm going to sweat. Might as well get the ragged out clothes that smell, and then I'll wash them when I'm done. I ain't there to go get dressed up and wear a bow tie. Go in here and work out. I want my shape to be other than round. Amen? Praise God. Don't get ruled by your emotions. Don't. Be overcome by your circumstances, your testing trials. You're going to have some tests and you're going to have some trials. But when you know the word, you pass the test because you got the answer. You have an advantage over everybody else that you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. So when things start to become negative, all you got to do is get into the word that's always positive to conquer those things that are trying to come upon you in a negative realm. Speak to your circumstances. Be like Jesus. Speak to your troubles. Take authority. Be strong in faith. Don't waver. If you don't like what you got, speak to the situation. It'll change. My wife had some sore throat going on in sinuses, and she said, well, I ain't sick. I says, you're not. You're healed. You went through some sinuses. But she didn't confess the negative effect. Yeah, she's got to take some sinus medicine, but we're believing that just cleaning up and clearing up so she's ready for the anniversary. Amen? She didn't waver. She didn't lose faith. She took the word and said, Lord, by your stripes I've been healed. These afflictions can't stay on me very long. I'm going to go through some tests and trials, but this ain't going to stay on me because I serve the Most High God. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. That's what you got to speak about yourself. You got to start seeing yourself. This is the thing. From God's perspective, God sees you blessed. God sees you on top. God sees you in a nice home. God sees you driving a nice car. God loves to have your bank account full because he knows that you can trust when someone needs it, you'll be able to just bless them. So, oh God, you can trust me with $1 billion. Come on and give it to me. I'm ready. Why? Because I'm going to sow 10 or 15% on that. How many ministries I could just get off the ground and just stomp on the devil's head. Hardest thing to ever do is start a ministry. You find out where all your friends are. Starting a ministry. And then there was one. I had one standing by my side all the time. His name was Jesus. I didn't allow negative circumstances and negative situations and naysayers stop us from where we're at today. God's ways are not my ways. His ways are a lot better. He knows what you can handle and only gives you what you can bear. Didn't give you more. Didn't try to squeeze you so that it hurts you. He's trying to get you to go to the next level in things. And if you get the word in you, when those troubles come, you pass the test and he goes, well done. Well done. I'm going to advance you to the next level. You can't take Algebra 5 unless you've taken Algebra 1, 2, 3, and 4. Because you sit in class going, huh? Shout with me this morning, Jesus. I will stay focused in a negative world. I look to you as my source and my strength. I can overcome with the word of God and my testimony. I will speak to my test and my trials. I will not waver or be distracted by what I see. I will not sink to the levels of the world, but I will be risen by the power of your word. Jesus, I thank you in advance for the plan of escape. In Jesus' name I pray. And everybody said, amen. Give the Lord some praise. By your testimony. By your testimony. I'm catching hell, but my testimony. I'm getting through it. My wife's testimony. I'm not going to be laid up by this. She could have stayed home. She was saying, I just want to say. But you know what she did? She said, by my testimony, by your strength, God, I'm going to be at church. She's not contagious, so don't worry about it. I kissed her 3 times. I don't have a cold, so praise God. Stay focused. I'm trying, Lord. I am. Stay focused. I was just thinking about kissing and I came. Stay focused in a negative world. Stay focused in a negative world. Stay focused because everything around you is negative. Everything wants to pollute you. Everything wants to grab onto you and latch onto you. God wants you to walk in the spirit of excellence. God wants you to be blessed. You need to see things from his perspective and not yours. He already sees you healed. He already sees you whole. He already sees your bank account bursting forth. He does. He already sees you walking in favor. He sees you with multitudes. He sees you gathering people to Christ because it's in you. But you got to see yourself the way Jesus sees you. This morning, we're going to worship God. Dell's going to come up right now, and we're going to worship God. We have just a couple songs. And I want you to allow this word to sink in your spirit. I want you to to gravitate that I am going to stay focused. Even in the negative, even I had negative situations this morning, I'm going to stay focused on the things of God.